Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Recording a Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, a very, very special Friday Secret Show with very special guest for, let's see, it's September 8th, 2023. It's been like a year since Coco has been on the show on the regular. Nicole, welcome. Welcome, and how are you?
Oh, there she is, everyone.
Well, she's still alive. That's thing one.
Yeah, that's good. I'm wearing the Secret Show shirt.
I see that. It's that, by the way, that's a limited edition. Yeah, and there's no Alex on that one.
No problem. I'll survive.
Look spectacular, and you've got a big smile on your face. Tell us everything.
Everything. Well,
are you nervous? Thing one, are you nervous?
Yes, I'm nervous, and it's not because of all the questions you guys are going to ask me, probably. It's because I feel like I had to like drive into the station today, so I couldn't sleep because I was like, I'm gonna fucking miss my call time or something
like that.
Oh, it's
like your first day of school again.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, and then I woke up around like 6 and I was like, no, Alex is there. I don't work there anymore. I'm fine.
You're fine. You'll be fine. God, isn't it nice when you wake up from a dream and you're like, all these things you thought you had to do, you're like, I don't have to do any of that shit. That's fantastic.
It's been a year and a half and I still have a dream like every few months where I overslept and I'm running out into my car to try to get to the station super fast.
The biggest fear.
Yeah, right. Alex knows.
It is scary. I have drunk dreams or dreams where I'm doing like live commercials and I like, wait, I'm like, well, I'm not even getting paid for that. And I'm doing the work. I'm like doing work all night long in my dream.
All right, Coco, let's start from the beginning. Is the job you chose to go with, rather than staying in the morning radio, which is giving you nightmares, you just said it, is the new gig great? Do you love it?
I do love it, but there are some differences where I do miss being with you guys. I'm not going to lie. Because there's these moments where I find it funny and I'm like, oh, let me just chime in here in this meeting. And I'm like, no, I can't do that.
Wait, so you have to sit on meetings where you can't chime in?
No, I mean, I can, but it's just not the moment. Like, I run some meetings, so I'm that bitch now. Just kidding. No, I'm not. I ain't shit. So,
well, don't say that. That's not how you become shit.
I'll cut it out.
But I understand now where Sarah's coming from in the height of the pandemic, because I used to have to go in, and I would put a bra on, like, do my makeup and everything. And now that I work from home, I'm like, nah. Some days I take a shower and I'm like, I'm not wearing a bra today. And Beefcake's like, that's fine by me.
and that's the next thing we need to get to. So you and Beefcake, after you left here, not only did you stay together, but you moved in together.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a puppy together.
Yes.
And you got married.
No, not
oh,
married.
Oh, okay. Well,
and,
I did that.
But you got engaged.
No, not engaged. Oh. But it's funny that you guys reached out this week because on Tuesday was our 2-year anniversary.
Oh. Wow.
Okay, tell us this. Is it so weird that you two met doing this radio show, and it's freaking worked out.
Yeah. Every time we tell people, they're like, and you guys are still together? I'm like, yeah. You guys aren't mad at his mom? No. Like, I think because we both went into it thinking, like, whatever happens, happens. And, like, we both knew if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Like, we just wanted to see where this goes. And
You took a chance. You never know.
Yeah. Because we've talked about it. It's like, after the first date, like, I asked him, like, did you feel like you had to continue this because your mom emailed? And he was like, no, I just, you know, I had nothing really going on. And
why not?
I saw your Instagram and I was like, why not? If it doesn't work out, at least we tried. I'm like, that's, yeah. And that was my mentality too. So.
Well, it turns out his mom was really right. She was like, there is something. I think that these two would be great. Now, are you close with his mom now?
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever call his mom just because you're like, oh, this made me think of you?
No, but she'll call me asking for, like, makeup advice or hair advice.
Oh, hair and makeup advice.
Oh.
Well, yeah. You do put it together, except when you don't have to.
Yeah, which is, like, pretty much every day now.
You actually look very put together today. Did you put a little effort into today's outfit?
I was rushing to blow dry my hair, and Brent texted me the Zoom link right when I was blow drying my hair, and I told Beefcake, I'm like, oh, it's going to be at 9:30, and I was like, fuck. I was like, no, it's not, because in my mind, I was thinking, like, when wrapping up the show, like, 10 a.m., like, that's when I would, like, be in the mode to, like, get things done, and so I was thinking from my perspective when I used to be an Alex, so.
You used to be Alex, and now you're like, no, I got it, like, it's at 9 o'clock.
Alex looks like Raleigh Fingers, like, to me, with that mustache.
Oh. Well, that's a good
Take that as a compliment. He's a pretty good-looking dude.
I mean, He's a good A's baseball player, so.
Big part of their history, that's true.
You allowed to say exactly what you do?
For which job?
Oh,
for Disney?
Yeah. I thought Disney was the only job. You're still doing the A's stuff?
Yeah, I'm still doing the A's. I am a streaming media assistant / operator. Because, So, like, last night I didn't get off of work till 11 p.m. because I was doing the U.S. Open.
Oh.
So... Mm. Yeah, but basically I just run the app, like ESPN Plus and Star Plus, and make sure that all of the sporting content you guys want to see is streaming on the app.
So basically you
So
you
you're like a board op.
Yeah, but I do it from home.
Oh, you gotta love that. Oh,
yeah. I make sure everything's like before kickoff, like, you know, doing the prep, making sure everything looks good, and then once it goes live, confirm it's live. Make sure nothing happens, like no technical difficulties during the show, like when we're on
and
air.
If there are and, some you're home though, what do you do?
Sometimes it's out of my control. Sometimes I just have to reach out to like the ESPN headquarters and then they fix it, or it's like out of our control, especially for Latin America. If it's like in Mexico or something, it's like, oh, it's coming from Mexico, out of our control. So then I just have to contact customer support and be like, if people complain, this is why.
And then do they tell you to put in a ticket, or how does that work?
Yeah,
we do have to ticket, but that's not my job yet.
The number one question all the listeners on the texting machine want to know is, did you ever 69 that guy?
That's like the question I got too.
I knew that was going to come up.
Well, of course you did.
Wait, you just said no, you lying liar. Are you kidding me? After all this time together?
Yeah, no, that's the truth.
Why?
Besides me not buy that?
Because we have a puppy. We have a puppy now that's in my...
You have a puppy? You're telling me your puppy is the reason that you haven't 69?
Puppy.
Yeah, because he lays right on my boobs.
At all times? And what difference would that make? I suppose maybe it would.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Thank you for calling. calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Yeah, I mean, if he thinks I'm attacking him.
Oh.
20 pounds.
Oh, he's big now. How old is it?
A year. Year and a half.
Oh. Is it a mutt or some kind?
No, it's a full pug from Mexico.
No.
Adorable.
Why Mexico? Mexican pugs are better than American
pugs?
Hell
yeah. No, I
thought
I didn't
Mexican
know that
pug
was a
Chihuahua, no?
No, I didn't know I didn't know pugs were really popular in Mexico until his mom... We got the dog from his mom.
Oh.
So the breeder reached out to his mom, and we were like, oh, yeah, we're kind of interested. And then we gave a price, and she goes, oh, it's going to be more than that. And we're like, oh, never mind. And then she called back. She goes, okay, yeah, I just bought you the puppy.
Oh!
Whoa. And okay, who would get the dog in the divorce? Whose dog is that, really?
I would have to say him.
Because his mom bought it, is that why?
Yeah, yeah, and like all of like his, he has his last name and like all like medical. He does.
Wow.
He has his last name. And like all the like the vet bills and stuff are under Beefcake's name. So as much as I'm emotionally attached, I'm
well.
Like,
it sleeps on your boobs. It knows where the good stuff is. So
it does. Every time I lay on the couch, it just like waits for me to like lay down and just jumps right here and just you know. Gets right in there.
Yeah.
Between
so we've seen those girls in a while. That's nice. Nice to know.
I
you
actually
still
put
have
on a bra today.
We rank. We rated bra. That's fantastic. Hey, so like, how's it going with you guys? I mean, is he like the love of your life? Are you feeling like this is it? This is the guy I'm going to marry. Is there trepidation? Do you feel like still taking your time? What's the deal?
I feel like we're still taking our time just because I don't know. I'm going to be 30, which freaks me the fuck out.
Don't worry about it. You're still really young.
Why I feel so old.
Don't.
But I don't know. I just feel like I'm still really young, but we're in a good place and we're celebrating. It's my turn to plan our anniversary. And on Sunday, that's when we're celebrating. So we're going to be, and I can't say because
I don't want it to get out. Sure.
Yeah.
What kind of talks have you guys had about things down the line? Have you talked about kids? Do you want them? Does he want them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked about kids and we talked about how we would raise them and like discipline them and stuff, just because I feel like that's really important to ask, like, how do you think disciplining your child would go? Because what if you're on a completely different path than them, and then that kind of
like, well, I would put them in the cellar obviously and only feed them when they ask nicely, and then we would beat them. So well, how would you do it?
Seems good enough, right?
That's exactly what I would do. Okay, check that, we're all set with that.
So we talk about that stuff, and then and getting married and stuff. And
oh, like what the wedding would be like? What would you guys do for a wedding?
We haven't talked about that. We just talked about who would we invite.
Oh, how would it be, a big wedding or a little wedding?
It would have to be big, just because of our families and you guys. Because mm-hmm.
I would love to, just for the record, I'd love to go to your wedding. Vinny does not want to go to your wedding, but I definitely want to go to your wedding.
What if it's in Santa Cruz? Because we spend a lot of time there, Vinny. Oh. I drove past Scotts Valley the other day.
If it's in Santa Cruz, I'm there, dude. I mean, if you invite me, I would absolutely go. Absolutely.
I was driving through Scotts Valley, and I was like, what if I see Vinny here? I was like looking around, and I don't know why. I thought he would just like walk down the street in the middle
I am known to walk home from the place that fixes my car. So there are times when you will see me walking down that street, no doubt.
Well, I passed by the Target in Scotts Valley.
Oh, that's far. From where I am, that's
Further?
I'm never walking near the Target, ever.
You guys have your own Target in Scotts Valley? I think it's Scotts Valley being this tiny little town up in the mountains.
They've been trying to grow it.
A hotel and a Target?
Listen, they've been trying to grow it, and it's against everybody's wishes, but it's that thing, the housing thing. It's nonstop in every city. It's not. Yep. Can you fit housing in there? Then do that. So they've been doing that
that's
a
what
lot.
We talked about moving because, you know, buying houses. Like, my little sister just bought a house in Vacaville, and then my other sister's going to move in with her boyfriend who just bought a house in Sacramento. Uh-huh. And we're like, you know,
it's a great investment,
in this one bedroom apartment. And we've been thinking about it, but it's just like the house down the street from this apartment complex is going for $2 million.
Yeah.
Nothing special. So we talk about, like, where would we move? And he was like, I would move to Scotts Valley because he went to high school there. And I was,
did he?
I was like, I could be
neighbors.
Just wave at him all the time.
Be like, I just happen to be parked out here. That's weird.
Yeah.
I actually really love it here. It's beautiful. And, you know, my kids are growing up and it's the woods.
Yeah.
You know what, though?
Nature.
I'll warn you right now. Here's the warning. It's hard to get home insurance here.
Mm. Oh.
We're surrounded by trees, and it's a thing. Like, my home insurance went, no, we're dropping you. And I had to scramble to get new home insurance. So that's something to look into. Right now, I mean, not that I'm someone who looks at... If anyone looks at houses, it's Sarah. But the move is what you just said about your family. It's like Sacramento way, Folsom way. You can buy a new house for a lot less than what you'd pay, I don't know, down the street from where your apartment is.
But he works near his apartment?
He's like a contractor for Apple. Like, Apple contracts his company, and he works nights, so he has to, like, drive to these different Apple buildings, which are everywhere, which I had no clue about until I moved here. So we're, like, 10 minutes from Apple Park.
So, really, it would be incredibly inconvenient for him to move to Sacramento. Even though
he knows that. Yeah, we talk about it, but we always love walking because we walk our dog. I call him Family Walks. I'm like, okay, family walk time. And
you're so cute. I'm barfing all over myself.
So you go on the family walk, and then you see the nothing houses for $2 million.
Yeah, the nothing houses that are getting knocked down and then being built back up by contractors. And there was an open house. I'm like, let's go. And he's like, well, we're not going to buy anything. I'm like, I know, but I want to see inside.
Houses.
And I want to judge it.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
And I love walking at night because then you can see inside.
Girl.
Because they leave the lights on.
I miss you. There were so many little things that I mean, listen, Alex, I love you. You're great and everything. Blah, blah, blah. Nikki. I like, you know, that female energy. Alex, if you could have a little more female energy, that'd be great.
I can do it. I think I could pull it off. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Like, not everyone understands about you walk around at dusk as people are turning on the lights inside their houses, and then you can see in. It's so
you can see in. Judge how they set up.
Invasive. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Peeping.
Well, pull down your shades if you don't want it. People obviously want it.
Don't get a huge ass bay window for me to look in if you don't want me to look in.
Hello.
Oh my God, both of you.
Are awesome. Thank you for noticing.
I know. But you know what I miss too is like the pop culture stuff and like pulling stories. And so I always go, I'm looking at the same stuff that I used to pull. And then I go to Beefcake in the morning and I'm like, did you hear Taylor Swift did this? And
he's like, oh my God, you do a morning show for him. That's hilarious.
I do. And he's like, oh, cool. Or we watch one thing when there's nothing on TV and we're like tired, but like we just want to veg out. We watch Jeopardy, and he's very good at it. But I only can do like the pop culture ones or English or Victorian categories. That's it. Ooh. That's it.
And so you guys, it's nice. You've got your categories, and he's got his categories.
Yeah, and he just gets them, and I'm like, how the fuck do you know that? Apparently, I didn't go to school.
Well, he's an engineer. He obviously has a brain for certain things, and you have a brain for certain things, and you know that's what makes a good pair. A couple that can that if they could combine their brains would win at Jeopardy. I think that's nice.
I said we should do teams but I don't think they'll allow that.
Do you feel like you laugh enough with him? Like, is everything good? Like, I know this is just a check-in. I just want to make sure that we all leave like feeling good about, you know, your situation.
What
that we
if
let
they
you
don't?
Go.
You're asking him, how are we going
to
feel good if
he says, I wanted to say.
We don't.
Well,
we hate each other.
I
want to
hear some crying then.
Well, now that you brought it up. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. No. We're in a good place, and I laugh with him a lot, and he really just accepts my weirdness. Oh. And
it's
just
important.
Like,
yeah.
That is important.
You are weird.
I am. I feel like Bryn really understands me.
So, okay. Listen, tell the truth for once. Where do you see the two of you in 5 years?
Good question, Sarah.
I think married.
Oh, married. Snap.
I don't know about kids, but married for sure.
Oh my God.
Birth control in.
You gotta look at this thing. This chick's name is Julia Mazur. And I was like, she's 29, just like you. Every 29-year-old needs to watch this video and just enjoy the moment that you're in right now. She's like, she went to Beyonce and danced and drank, and now it's Saturday morning. She doesn't have a boyfriend. She doesn't have kids. She didn't need a babysitter to go out to a concert. And she's like, I think I'll wake up and like check out this recipe and make this thing this morning. And I got really nothing. I might catch up on The Real Housewives. I was like,
why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every 29-year-old should be enjoying life this way. Julia Mazur, TikTok.
And okay. That's... Oh, you're on TikTok still?
No, I'm not on there.
Oh.
Somebody sent it to me. Somebody sent it to me.
Oh, okay.
I liked it.
Well, that's what we kind of like, is just our schedules are so different, and we kind of just can do what we want. And we went to my best friend's wedding, and... which was fun. And then I just found out my best friend in Texas is pregnant.
Oh,
and
oh,
we're
the
still
horror,
just like,
the horror.
We're just like chilling. We just have a puppy and we're just chilling and just living life. Like we were talking about going to Scotland, and we can do that because, well, now we have a dog. So, but we don't have kids
still.
So.
Yes. A dog is different. A dog is a huge commitment. It's like a practice kid in a way, but you can just hand the dog off. You find a place that will take the dog. That is done.
His mom will take
perfect.
Him.
We're all set. We're all set with that. Now you can go to Scotland. Yeah, there's no reason. There's no reason you can't be the couple that doesn't have kids. Why not? You'd be really excellent aunt and uncle.
Well, I know his mom wants us to. His mom wants a girl, and then my mom wants a boy because she had all girls.
Okay, so you're definitely having kids. Okay, great. So, but enjoy the time before you have kids.
Yeah, I'm for sure doing that, and I make it a point though to like go out to date night, and I feel like we're an old married couple.
Oh, you're already like, married couple.
Just because our schedules like are so all over the place, so I'm like, Friday night we're going out to dinner. I'm getting dressed up because I never get dressed up anymore. I barely do makeup. It's my first time I put my contacts in like a.
Oh,
month.
Goodness.
So,
your eyebrows look great. I mean, you look
fantastic. No,
you're actually really nicely lit, too. It's like you got a weird blurred out background, and like you kind of have like a Jesus halo a little bit for the mm-hmm.
She's
the
got
backlight.
So dialed, Sarah. That's right.
Yeah, she does. Mm-hmm. She does.
Well,
like, it's all fuzzed
I
out.
Didn't realize that was going to be so bright, but
it's actually good.
So, yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. We're going to a Tool concert in a couple weeks. And I'm doing
just be so
I love Tool.
And I told him, I'm like, Vinny loves Tool, because he asked me, he's like, would you go? I'm like, yeah, because you've done a bunch of stuff for me.
You should go. And listen,
music.
I want to.
He
let
should
me
take
just,
Vinny. He should just take Vinny.
Yeah, he should just take Vinny. Listen, let me tell you something. This is the way to his heart.
Okay.
Go. You can put in earplugs if you need them. That's okay. But then enjoy, like, let him enjoy the show. Don't be like, do you think this is their last song? How many more songs before they're done, do you think? I feel like this is a long concert. Are you done yet? That's not good. That's what happened to me at Primus. And I was like, Jesus, they just started. And she's like, okay.
I know one song because he plays it on guitar. Because he has like acoustic and electric, and he does it on both. And so I know one song, but as long as I have a couple drinks in me and I can just like either sit down somewhere or post up against a pole.
And good luck.
There you go.
Bug him. Yep.
There you go.
Sound like a stripper right there.
Posting up against a pole. Got a couple drinks in me. Woo. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
all right.
You know what?
Go ahead.
I was going to say where's V?
Oh, she's on twice a week now. But not on Fridays.
Not Fridays.
She's on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
So she was
today.
Nicole's going to be there?
No, she didn't know. In fact, I didn't know you were going to come on until after the Secret Show yesterday. Bryn actually said, oh, I got Nicole set up for Friday. So you were like a surprise guest.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to surprise us with
that's
you,
right.
So. Oh, okay.
And it was a good surprise.
I found out from a coworker who listens to the show that she has a fuck buddy.
Yeah,
and so I wanted to ask her about that.
Oh.
But, you know.
Well,
because I was just thinking,
the next time
like,
we have the next time you come on, we'll definitely have you on together. But she's look, we're very frightened that she's going to fall in love with him. Are we frightened or we're anticipating that? Like,
it's
like she's talking a big game. Like, I don't even care. I just get that. I fuck him and I get out of there. We're like, that's not.
It's not an if; it's a when.
Yeah,
yeah. She's already falling, and you can hear it in her where she's like that. Like, this is her. If I call this weekend when I'm drunk, don't pick up. Well, fucking A.
That's such a game. That's such a game right there.
She's playing games because she doesn't want to call him, but as soon as she gets warm and fuzzy with some drink, she's going to be like, I love you, and I wish you were here. I miss you so much. She knows what's going to happen. She knew it.
Luckily, he didn't pick up because she did drunk dial him.
Yep.
Oh, but I feel like that's a test to be like, is he actually going to listen to my instructions?
Oh. It's all a game, isn't it? It's ridiculous.
Yes. Yeah.
He might actually just think of her as a fuck buddy, but she's a girl. You know, she's already like, oh, I don't know. Should I write him back? I'm like, you're thinking about it too much. This is it. And it's obvious that you're developing feelings because you give a rat's ass what this guy thinks.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well. Oh, good for her. I'm so happy for her.
Well, at least good. She's getting a stick put to her. Like, dick down is what she says. She's getting dick down.
Oh, yeah. Dick down. Mm. She got that D.
She had that BDE, baby. All right. Hey, listen, so we'll have you back on soon. Next, and you should feel free to reach out. Like, if you got some big thing, you suddenly find yourself engaged or something, you know, we'd love to hear about that.
I did think about that because since it is our anniversary and we gave each other gifts, I gave his gift early. And he's like, well, you have to wait till Sunday. I'm like, what is it? I don't think it's a ring. I don't.
But it could
but
be.
I thought, I'm like, before I even post about being engaged, I would have to text you guys because that's just mean.
Yeah, we don't want to find out about it through a post. We want you to come on.
We were in on the ground floor, Coco.
Yeah,
come on.
We put that thing together. You owe us.
Yeah, exactly.
The big news.
That's what I told him. And that's what I told him too when I was like, oh, I'm going to do the Secret Show. He goes, oh, really? I'm like, well, yeah, I have to. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. So,
yeah.
You know what? Way to know where your roots are, girl. And if he does propose, we got to have you both on.
Okay.
All right. Great. Oh,
awesome. I did prepare him. I was like, they might ask you to be on. And he goes, okay. He usually walks the dog around this time.
Oh, but is he there right now?
Yeah, he should be.
Yeah. Does he want to say hi?
Do you want him?
Yeah,
to?
Yell him. Yell for
here,
him.
Let me text him because I think
text
he might be.
Text him. He's going to ignore
him.
You.
You're in a one bedroom. You're in a one bedroom.
Just put your head outside the
what
door.
What are you doing with the texting?
Because I'm far in the room. So
I'm
on.
Far. It's a one bedroom.
Try
I don't understand this.
Yo, babe.
Yeah, try that.
Well, okay, one. Babe.
Babe.
Is that too loud?
This is her. Babe. Babe. Try again. We know you have a big girl voice. Come on.
Like that. Just
kidding. Yeah, like that.
Just blow your air horn. Honk.
I texted him. But okay. Usually he like I said, he usually walks the dog, but if he doesn't respond back, do you want to come say hi?
Yeah, sit him down.
Okay.
Beefy!
Okay, hold on. Here, you can sit down. Just be careful.
Okay. Just don't break all her shit, please. Oh, look at him.
Keith!
Hey.
Can we say his name? Are we allowed to say his name? Or I can say his that? Name.
Way to go, Bryn. You just blew
the whole thing. You blew his cover.
Cut it out.
What's
it's
up,
fine.
Beef?
As long as you don't say my last name, right?
Yeah. It's Mr. Keg.
Dillinger.
Yes.
Keith Dillinger.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm kidding.
Is that his right last name?
That's not.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm great. How are you guys?
About to celebrate two-year anniversary, the two of you?
Yes, yes, it went by real fast.
Yeah, she's making it sound like it's all just love and flowers and chocolates and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all true?
I mean, it is, yeah.
What's the last thing you guys fought about?
I don't know. It's been a while. We've never really had an argument, to be honest. Yeah.
You've never had an argument about anything?
We've had discussions, but never full-on arguments.
There we go. I say, nobody's ever screamed and slammed a door as they stomped out of the room?
Nope.
Nope,
never happened.
Mm.
Those come, you know when those come? When the kids come. That's when the arguments really, when things get
so
passionate.
Everyone's so tired. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So she drags you on these family walks, huh?
Well, it's more him than her.
But you could take turns. Oh, is that the dog? Can we see it?
I could. Yeah.
Oh, I expected it to be like one of those sort of grayish yellow buckskin pugs. Oh, it's a little black pug. It's awful cute. I can't see it at all. It's a black lump. It looks like a tiny hippopotamus. They are
tell him to open his eyes. We can't see him.
Yeah, we can't see. You guys can shine a flashlight on that thing. Does that have eyes? It's like a big black meatloaf. All right.
It is a big black meatloaf.
It is. That's a cute dog. What's the dog's
name? You two. Pretty great stuff.
Hugo.
2 years.
Yep. Congratulations. And you're welcome also.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Couldn't have happened without you.
All right. Well, listen, I want you to know that if you ever get engaged, we'd like you to make the announcement on our show. Just a small ask. You can tell your families or whatever, but we want to know before you go posting about it everywhere. We don't want to find out about it on the news.
Yeah.
Or any of that.
Yeah, okay, you guys before Instagram.
All right, perfect. Hey, love Nikki, so awesome to see you. Beefcake, I can barely see you, but also great to see you.
Yeah. It's good to see you guys.
Vinny, anything you want to finish up with here?
I also am having trouble seeing you through the heavy filtering that Nicole uses, but I'm happy for you guys. That's really great. I can see the guitar. Oh, I can see the guitar in the background now.
Oh, now we can see the background. Oh, look at all those guitars. A couple of them hanging on the wall.
I have four guitars.
Oh.
All right.
She found herself a guitar, man. Need that. All right. Thank you so much for being on today. It's lovely. Yeah. Lovely to catch up, and we can't wait to hear the good news after this weekend.
Oh, God. Later, guys. The end.